This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1432. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded October 29th, many new season times and frequencies, some collisions, including Afghanistan, Alaska, Burma, Greece, Lithuania, Pakistan, Russia, South Africa, Thailand, Turkey, Ukraine. Cut back in Firedrake, Costa Rica frequencies fixed. Radio Republica disappears. Clandestines for Ethiopia. Shake up at Voice of Russia and the propagation outlook. With summertime over in Europe, World of Radio is heard at a different time via IRRS. Fridays at 20:30 UT on 7290. I speak in terms of absolute time, not clock time. And from November 2nd, with DST over in North America, we're also heard 1 UT hour later on our U.S. shortwave outlets. On WBCQ, we should be appearing as follows. Wednesdays at 22 UT on 15420. UT Fridays at midnight 30 on 7415. UT Saturdays at midnight on 5110. And Mondays at 2300 on 7415. On WWCR, Fridays at 2130 on 15825. Saturdays at 1730 on 12160. UT Sundays at 0330 on 5070. And 0730 on 3215. Plus many more additional times on WRMI 9955, also shifted 1 UT hour later. However, if you insist on thinking in terms of your local clock time and you're in an area which goes off daylight shifting time, the times for World of Radio will appear to be the same, even though they're not. Radio Seoul, the U.S. PSYOP station for Afghanistan, has made its schedule changes. As we expected, 17700 no longer in use via the UK. But instead of moving to 15265 as they've done previously, this winter they're on 13830, only between 12 and 15 UT, and we've found quite good reception here as well, even though we're far from the target area. However, there is some co-channel interference. Gospel for Asia via Germany is scheduled during the last sesquihour, starting at 1330 on the same frequency. It must be bad in the target area, but here, Seoul is quite on top. Alokesh Gupta confirms that the next frequency for Seoul, starting at 15 UT, is 9875, but it's too close to India on 9870. The B08 schedule for English broadcasts from KNLS in Alaska, 1 hour each at 08 on 7355, at 10 on 6150. At 12 on 6150 and 6915, and at 14 UT on 6150 again. The trouble is, 6150 is blocked by Taiwan and accompanying jamming from the mainland for the 1200 UT broadcast and also at 1000, I think, so KNLS cannot even be heard well here in North America. 6915 is clear if it's propagating at 1200. After all these years, KNLS has still not learned to avoid frequencies also used by any station in its Asian target area. It seems that English broadcasts from Austria are finally destined to conclude at the end of the year, so we have a couple of more months to enjoy Austrian English. I found that between 13 and 1330 UT, they have two different transmissions not in parallel, on 17855 and 13730, both of which include some English. 13730 continues for much longer hours before and after then. Radio Bulgaria is now running 15700 kHz in their Bulgarian service from 13 to 15 UT. In the previous season, there was an abrupt switch to Deutsche Welle in Russian at 1400, and Bulgaria includes some wonderful folk music. For example, I was enjoying that during the 14:30 hour on a Monday. However, on occasion, this transmitter puts out some spurious spikes at modulation peaks, interfering with other stations all the way from 15660 to 15740. From the clandestine Democratic Voice of Burma website via BBC Monitoring, their new schedule includes an additional broadcast here converted to universal time. 13 to 14 on 11880. They don't say so, but we know that's a relay via Palau. T8WH, that's the new one. At 23:30 to midnight 30 UT, the relay via Werktaktel Germany moves to 5955. And at 14:30 to 15:30, frequency changes again, 9415, which is probably via Armenia, and 17495 via Madagascar. Last week I mentioned the death of Ken L.A. Burgess, who signed QSLs for a Canadian station, but I got the call letters wrong. Not CJSW, but CKSW, which is in Swift Current, Saskatchewan. IBB doesn't care whether North Americans, even Canadians, are able to hear CBC on shortwave periodically. It puts one of its Asian transmitters on 6160, which way over here overrides CKZU in Vancouver. This is currently scheduled between 11 and 14 UT via the Philippines. And since this is VOA in Chinese, it also draws Chi-Com jamming. I've been band scanning extensively since the new season began on October 26th, and one thing I noticed was the lack of Firedrake, that crash and bang Chinese musical jamming all over the shortwave bands against stations they don't like. However, they're still jamming, but for the most part, they switched to their alternative method, which is the CNR1 program, the main domestic home service, put out on the frequencies to be blocked, not only once, but with an echo from two different sites, which is designed to drive listeners batty and off the frequencies. Firedrake, however, is still being heard here and there, for example, on 7999 at 2118 UT, says Jose Miguel Romero in Spain. And there have been other reports of it on 9,000 kilohertz. Most likely these are to block Sound of Hope as it jumps around the band, so you may not hear it on these frequencies when you try. Wolfgang Büschel found that by October 28th, Firedrake had reappeared on the Mandarin service from All India Radio, 11:30 to 13:15, and totally blocking it on 11:840 and 15:795. I managed to find out the name and email address of the engineer in charge of Radio Exterior de España in Madrid. So I emailed him about at least three of the Cariari Costa Rica relay frequencies being 1 kilohertz off. Well, about a week later, they were suddenly fixed, although I never got a reply from him. Checking previous reports, they had first appeared 1 kilohertz low back in February and March, namely 5964, 9764, and 11814, but now they're all back on frequencies ending in 5. And of course, causing less annoying interference to their co-channel stations such as Cuba, Vatican, and Japan. Another thing I noticed in band scanning since the new season began, Radio Republica seems to have disappeared. It used to be broadcasting 6 hours every evening on three different frequencies, 2 hours each, presumably via the UK or Canada, along with jamming from Cuba, but I'm no longer hearing it on any of their previous frequencies or any new frequencies I've not been able to find, so it appears they are no longer on shortwave. However, I understand from Jeff White that there may still be a broadcast next week in the mornings from Radio Republica via Sackville on 6100. I guess that would be either at 10 or 11 UT. I also ran across an Addy Castro speech on the 40-meter ham band. It was an SSB, so it must have been a ham, even though it sounded like a broadcast, something well rehearsed, scripted, or well memorized. This was October 27th at 12:46 on 7210. He did pause to make two-way contact now and then, apparently located in the U.S., call signs beginning with W4 and with N. So you might tune in around 12:30 UT, or maybe 13:30 after the time change on 7210 for more Addy Castro amateur nets. Radio Sweden may have abandoned North America in the mornings, but one European station continues, Radio Prague, now with English at 1400 on 13580, and usually received quite well here. Radio Miami International is now brokering three different Ethiopian clandestine programs broadcast via Jülich, Germany. Jeff White identifies each of them for us, and the O word, I notice, is spelled differently in each case. And the first two are on 9680 at 17 to 1730 on Saturdays only, Voice of Oromia Independence. And 1730 to 1759 on Fridays only is Radio Oromia Liberation. And then on 9695 at 16 to 1659 UT, on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, is Voice of Oromian Liberation Front. A story in Spain's El Mundo, via José Miguel Romero and Arnaldo Slein, says that Radio France International is considering beefing up its service in Spanish and some other languages, including English, that are to be developed, as the article puts it, French, English, Brazilian Portuguese, Hausa, and Swahili. This will be at the expense, however, of some other languages, which may be closed because of low listenership: German, Albanian, Polish, Serbo-Croatian, Turkish, and Laotian. Just as I feared for the new season, Deutsche Welle has replaced two of its best frequencies with one bad one for the 21 UT broadcast in English for West Africa via Rwanda, but which it just so happens has been carrying on very well to North America, where Deutsche Welle no longer feels it worth broadcasting in English. 15205 and 11865 have been replaced by 11690. Stations keep going on this frequency despite constant radio teletype interference on the low side. Although Deutsche Welle is still broadcasting in German to Europe much of the day on 6075, it's from a variety of transmitter sites. Kai Ludwig and Wolfgang Büschel are not pleased that one of them is the UAE, between 20 and 23 UT, and it's not even exactly on frequency, varying from 6075.06 to 0.11, and not really putting a very good signal or very good modulation back into Europe. Voice of Greece has been slow to issue a definitive new transmission schedule for B08, but we've been monitoring. Arikuya in Denmark found their English program of music, Greek in Style, on Sunday at 11.05 UT, 9420 and 15650. Also heard by Harry Brooks in Northeast England, UT Monday at midnight 6 on 9420 and 7475, the latter also well heard in North America. As I feared last week, Voice of Greece on 9420 now has a collision from One Africa, CBC in Zambia, between 17 and 22 UT, actually a few minutes later. Zambia did not sign off precisely at 2200, as I was hearing them mixed together. Another change from Greece, 15650 is used until 1550 UT instead of 15630, and then they go to the slightly lower frequency. Unfortunately, that collides with the IRRS Nexus relay of Miraya FM via Slovakia to Sudan, also on 15650 between 15 and 18 UT. I think something has to give. One or the other needs to move to avoid that collision. We're in the midst of World of Radio number 1432. Consult our website, especially the archive of DX Listening Digests, for much more info via worldofradio.org. Your contributions always welcome to WORADIO at yahoo.com or P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA. Standard disclaimer, a tip for rational living, please don't vote Republican. The Voice of Indonesia English broadcast at 13 to 14 UT continues to be well heard here in Central North America on 9526. It's been going for 2 weeks as of October 29th. However, they missed one day only. There was just no signal at all on Sunday the 26th. Dinge Mesopotamia, or The Voice of Mesopotamia, is on 11530. I tuned in just as they were closing at 14 UT. The relay site is Moldova, and it's mostly or totally in Kurdish. The schedule is 05 to 14 on 11530 and 14 to 21 on 7540. Wolfgang Buschow provides the new schedule of relays via Sitkunai, Lithuania, including one of the English broadcasts from Iran at 1930 UT on 6115. Also, the mighty KBC to Western Europe, an hour at 2130 is on 6055, and to North America at 0200 on new 7325, and that one is UT Sundays only. Radio Vilnius also comes from there, of course, and its English to North America is now at 2330, also on 7325, and at midnight 30 on 9875. Via Noel Green, the B08 Radio Pakistan frequency schedule from Islamabad shows English as follows. There's 4 minutes of news following the Urdu service at 11 UT on 15100 and 17835. A quarter hour of English news at 1600 is on 9380, 11565, and effective November 1st on 15100. Reporting to Hardcordiax, Al Muik in Afghanistan reports hearing Radio Pakistan World Service in Urdu on a frequency not on their new schedule, signing out at 1330 UT on 6140. Via Yimber Gaviria in Colombia, a press report from CNR says that Reporters Without Frontiers has denounced an attack which was made against Radio Sequani in Cusco, Peru on October 24th. A lot of their equipment was destroyed and it put the station off the air, although the report says they were back on the air the next day, or at least they hope to be. Frequencies not mentioned, but of course we recognize that as a station which has shortwave. 4826.56 was the latest measurement from Bob Wilkner's Mosquito Coast DX News in Florida. It was being heard October 27th at 23 UT. I'm pleased to find that the new frequency and time for the English hour from Polish Radio External Service is making it here to Central North America, and no doubt even better further east. 13 UT via Germany on 9450. The North American service of Radio PMR Pridnestrovia, also known as Moldova, has moved to 6240, alternating English, French, and German. Harry Brooks in England was hearing the 2315 broadcast in English with an excellent signal. Also reported by Kai Ludwig in Germany. Wolfgang Buschel has been monitoring many of the transmissions scheduled for Radio Romania International and concludes that, unfortunately, the two new 300-kilowatt transmitters at Tiganeshti are not ready to go on the air yet. So the temporary frequency plan is no longer in effect, but many of the listed frequencies are not on the air. However, the new transmitters at Galbeni are on the air and providing good reception in most cases. Kai Ludwig says that the chairman of the Voice of Russia has been fired, Armin Oganessian, fired by Putin on October 23rd. The reasons are unclear. The new head of VOR is Andrei Bistritsky, who was formerly a deputy director of the overall radio organization there, VGTRK, and earlier he was the head of Radio Mayak. As usual, Voice of Russia was a day late in posting their new season frequency schedule. I was already hearing some of the new ones before there was any info about them. English is now from 02 to 06 UT, but not a single frequency covers the entire span. A variety of them come and go for different portions of those four, so I'm going to give this by frequency. 13735 from 02 to 04. 12040 from 02 to 04. 12030 from 04 to 06. 9855 and 9840 04 to 06. 7350 03 to 06. 7250 02 to 03. 7150 04 to 06. 6240 02 to 05. 6155-03205, 6135-04-06, and 6100 from 02 to 04. VOR does not specify transmitter sites, but some of them we've been able to determine. 7350 is Vatican, 6240 is Moldova or Pridnestrovia, and 6155 is Wertachtel, Germany. That one has probably the best signal. I was monitoring 6100, however, and I was hearing a tone test for at least an hour instead of programming. Not sure where that one is coming from. 6135 is pretty good, but has big problems from the huge signal from Cuba next door on 6140. The Voice of Russia Spanish schedule, Via José Bueno, specifies one relay site, and this is new for them, French Guiana, between 01 and 03 UT on 13630. So possibly one or more of the English frequencies from Russia are also relayed now via French Guiana. I've been hearing a buzz on a program in Russian on 13600 between 13 and 14 UT, parallel to 12025, which we know is coming from a Moscow site. So it looks like another transmitter in Russia has some pretty big problems on 13600. Earlier this year, a very bad buzz developed on at least a couple of transmitters in Saudi Arabia. The buzz was so bad it totally obscured the programming, yet they did nothing about it until notified from abroad. It was fixed for a while, but now I hear it developing again. Not too bad yet, but it could get worse on 15435, around 1500 UT. From the B08 Centex schedule, thanks to Kathy Otto for sending it, here's the Channel Africa English service. At 03 to 04 on 3345, 03 to 04 also on 7390, 04 to 07, 7230, 05 to 06, 9745, 06 to 07, 15255, 15 to 16, 17770, and there are a couple of other transmissions which are in other languages as well, but they don't make clear exactly what the hours are for English. At 07 to 16 on 9625, English, Nyanja, and Lozi. And at 19 to 22 on 3345 in Portuguese and in English. Spain is still doing news in minority languages. Oops, I mean co-official languages. Weekdays at 1340 to 1355 UT on several frequencies. Best here on 17595. First there's Catalan and then Galician and then Basque, except the Basque news is presented in Castilian, except for the opening and closing. Here's a Radio Sweden English broadcast we can still hear, thanks to Madagascar, 2130 UT on 7390. Via Eric Joe in China, the new schedule for Radio Thailand in English. Midnight to midnight 30 UT on 9680. For Eastern North America, midnight 30 to 01, back on 12095. Should be escaping the radio teletype interference they had all summer on 12120. To Western North America at 02 to 230 on 15275. 530 to 6 to Europe on 11730. 1230 to 13 for Asia and Pacific, 9810. 14 to 1430, 9725. We might be able to hear that one on a good day in North America. To Europe at 19 to 20 on 9805, and 2030 to 2045 on 9535. Wolfgang Büschel says 9805 is a bad choice because of QRDRM from Canada, even though it's aimed westward from Sackville. Voice of Turkey in English all shifted one UT hour later, about 50 minutes long, at 1330 on 11735, and to Europe 12035. That one's been coming in quite well here in North America as well, at 1930 on 6050, 2130, 7180, 2300 to Europe and North America, 5960, and at 0400 on 7240 to North America, 6020, and relayed via Sackville on 7325. Thanks to the English desk and to Mustafa Chankert for sending on that schedule. Last week I gave Radio Ukraine International's new English schedule, but surprise, surprise, Kai Ludwig says they have money to burn to use up before the end of the year, so they've added some more frequencies, which expire at the end of the year. DX Mix News in Bulgaria breaks out the English portions at 06, 10, and 11 to Australia on 15635 with 600 kilowatts. To South America at 20, 22, and 01 on 9785 with 250 kilowatts. And Chris Lewis in England was already hearing the 22 English broadcast on new 9785 as well as the scheduled 5830. Tuning around, we found some passable frequencies for BBC World Service in English in North America, even though we're not supposed to hear them on shortwave, 05 to 07 on 5875, 03 to 06 via Ascension on 7255, 22 to 23 on 6155, 13 to 14 on 5975. Likewise, for Voice of America, a new frequency is 9345 via the Philippines at 13 to 15 UT. That's on an antenna aimed toward Japan and onward back to North America. At 15 UT, that switches to 9760. Only one of the many hours used by VOA on 15580 comes from the Greenville, North Carolina site, and that is 21 to 22 UT. Fortunately, during the VOA Music Mix series of programs, such as American Gold on Mondays, putting an excellent signal back into Central North America off the back of the beam. Merriam-Webster tells us that she has a new time immediately for Merriam's Attic on WBCQ when reception should be better. It's Saturdays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on 7415. That means on the first Saturday in November it's at 21 UT, but thereafter at 22 UT. You may recall until last February I was hearing a mysterious 1 minute CW message on 6074 just after Petropavlovsk signed off 6075 at 1400 UT. I figured it's time to look for this again, and Ron Howard in California has done so on October 29th, and he is again hearing a CW message. However, the ID is different now. It was previously 8GAL, and now it is VZAI. Still quite a mystery where this is coming from and why. Just in, a correction from Wolfgang Büschel about the schedule for transmissions via Sitkonai, Lithuania. He says the UT Sunday 0200 broadcast North America of the mighty KBC is on 6110 and not on 7325. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued October 28th. ANK indices peaking at 15 and 4 October 30th, 35 and 6 on November 7th. But most of the rest of the time, 5 and 2 from November 1st to 6th and 10th to 23rd. Solar flux making a little bit of a peak from 67 up to 70 between November 4th and 12th, down to 67 again by the 22nd. Remember, you can listen to World of Radio online if you like, and check our website for our latest schedule update with all the time shifts at worldofradio.org. Glenn Hauser, finishing number 1432.